I'm going to read Acts 4 to 22. You have to open up your Bibles. Acts 4, chapter 1 to 22. The priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed. The number grew. The number of the men grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas and the high priest were there, and so were the Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest family. They had Peter and John brought before them and begun to question them. By what power or name did you do this? And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, and said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we were called to account today by an act of kindness shown to the cripple, and are asked how was he healed, then know this. You, all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found nowhere else, for there is no name under heaven given to men which by we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John, they realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, and they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and confer together. What are we going to do with these men? They asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they had done the outstanding miracles, and we cannot deny it. But stop this thing from spreading any further among the people. We must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach all the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, Judge for yourselves whether it is right or God's sight to obey rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen or heard. After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for the miracles they had witnessed. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. Amen. Peter and John didn't care who knew they were Christians. They just wanted to tell everyone about Jesus, who was the born Savior for everyone. Peter and John told everyone about how Jesus shared stories about God his Father and how it was God who healed the incurable. Jesus was kind and generous and shared everything he had. It was Jesus who made it possible for us to connect with God. People like the Sadducees tried to stop Peter and John spreading the word about Jesus. They did not believe that Jesus was God's son or that he died for our sins and rose again. But it didn't matter. People still believed in what Peter and John talked about and they got saved. Because I know that Jesus is my Savior and God has given me some special gifts like praying for people to get healed and standing up here and preaching, I know it's important to be brave and obedient. Last week I told some mates about how God uses me. It was tough thinking what might happen, but I knew I had to do it. After a few minutes, one was impressed, and I suggested coming to Church Kids Zone. He said definitely, as soon as he could. I have learnt that you have to be brave and listen to God. When we look at verses 5 to 7 in Acts 4, it says Peter and John were questioned about who gave them the rights to tell people that Jesus was God's son. How did they have the ability to heal people? Peter and John replied to the Sadducees, The man you crucified was Jesus, the Messiah, God's son, died and came back to life. Salvation comes from God, nowhere else. We know that Peter and John didn't do anything. God used them to do everything. Sometimes God gets me to pray for people to be healed. And I know that I don't heal the people. God does all the work. I just have to be obedient and listen to God. One day, Belinda came up to me and asked for me to pray for her toothache to be healed. All I did was listen to God and he told me what to say, and he did the work. When the Sadducees spoke with Peter and John, they were going to let them off the hook with a warning, as long as they would stop telling people about Jesus. The warning had no effect. Peter and John could not spread the good news about Jesus. The crowds were praising God for the miracles they had witnessed. If you want Jesus to be your Savior and to have your sins forgiven, come up to the front and James and Sarah will pray for you. And if you want to be like Peter and John and tell people about Jesus, come and take a shoe bookmark, which will remind you of the job you have promised to do for God.